They tore down the forests I used to play in, paved over the pond I fished in, and repainted my house bright pink. Nothing is familiar, nothing is comforting. But for the most part, Walt Disney World stays the same, always providing the sights, sounds, and smells that immediately bring me back to a more carefree time in life. And when it doesn't stay the same, when the company fucks up, like when Horizons was torn down, at least I'm not the only one grieving. There are thousands of others across the world to commiserate with. It should also be known that I'm a huge fan of Walt Disney himself, devouring any and all documentaries and biographies I can find about the man. I'm consistently finding inspiration in his life story, his determination against all odds, and his visionary forward-thinking outlook not only on family entertainment, but on the human experience and the future of mankind. From viewing his final Epcot film and reading his final interviews, it seems as if he was ready to completely redefine city living in a real paradigm-shifting, game-changing sort of way. I believe he could have done it, too. Could have pulled it all together just as he'd achieved the impossible countless times before. And I feel for Roy Disney and Card Walker for having to pick up the pieces, desperately trying to make something out of them without their leader at the helm. It's a shame that what we ended up with in Kissimmee is a Walt Disney World only half-finished, only half-perfect. But half of perfection is still pretty fucking awesome.